Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Garage Talk Live. It's Tuesday, July 28th. And I'm your host, Vince Bonfigli. On the air a little later on, we're going to have the Herm. Kenny Wallace will be joining us. He's in the air. He should be landing about now. And we're going to give him a call about the 12:30. So we'll be talking to him. He's going to make his final Xfinity start. He's hanging up the regular NASCAR helmet, so to speak. And we'll talk about that and what happened over the years. And it's hard to believe that he's actually made his NASCAR debut in a DEI car in 1988. So we'll talk about that and some of his accomplishments and on the bigger and better things or more fun things. Of course, he's still in relation to dirt. But anyway, so if you want to call into the show, call in within this half hour. The number is 646-649-1899. If you ever had a Kenny Wallace experience you want to talk about, be happy to join me and share that with everybody. What can you say about the rest of the weekend? It's been a pretty busy weekend, actually, in motorsports. NHRA was in Vandermeer Raceway, and NASCAR, the Camping World Truck Series, did their annual dirt track run at Eldora Speedway, which is usually a fan, which has been a fan favorite since its inception a couple of years ago. And of course, Xfinity and the Cup Series were out in Indianapolis. ARCA was at Lucas Oil Raceway Park. Tons of motorsports going on. A nice article on catchfence.com on Sarah Cornett-Ching, who was on the show last week. She had a little tough time this week, though. I was hoping she would have done better, but she's done a lot since she's joined the scene. Well, the sun was out, and now it's starting to rain. Actually, it's raining pretty good. It started to rain about the top of the show, at the top of the hour. So, well, let's get into the ARCA series, being that was the earliest race of the weekend. Travis Braden won the race out there at Lucas Oil Raceway. It used to be the old Indianapolis Raceway Park, then they became the O'Reilly Raceway Park, and now it's Lucas Oil Raceway. They ran the Sioux Chief Power PEX 200, presented by Federated Car Care. And speaking of Federated, it was one of the Kenny Schrader sponsors, so Kenny was in the race. Good to see him still around. I think you track him down, get him on the show. He's another guy who likes to talk. He's been around a while. He's a guy who'll hop into anything. Four wheels and a motor, he'll drive it. From Wheeling, West Virginia, which is up in that little stovepipe chimney end piece right near Ohio, there is where Wheeling's from. And he took his winner. He's another winner in the ARCA series. They've had a lot of different winners so far, and I think after the first three races, it's been a different winner every week, which is amazing. Second was William Byron, Tommy Hessert. Third, J.J. Haley was fourth. Brandon Jones was fifth. Josh Williams, sixth. Kyle Weatherman, seventh. Grant Enfinger, who kicked off the season with three straight. 9, Austin Wayne Self. 10 was Chase Briscoe. Brian Keselowski was in his own car this week. He was 12th. That's Brad Keselowski's brother. I can't tell if he's older or younger. I got to check the age thing. He looks older, so we'll go with older. And Sarah finished 18th. Started 18th. Wound up six laps down, so she had some problems there. As far as the ARCA points go, she's still sixth in the points. Behind Grant Enfinger, Tom Hesser, Austin Wayne Self, Josh Williams, David, and David Levine. She wants to get in that fifth spot, then I don't blame her, because if she does, she'll be the highest finishing female in the series. Right now, she's sitting tied with Shauna Robinson. I will get them on together one day. That ought to be interesting. So, and Sarah said she's into it, so I'll put out a call to Shauna and see if she wants to come on and maybe guest co-host with me that day. I know Sarah's Shauna's kind of busy, and now that she's healthy again and going back to her happy chair artwork furniture, you got to check that out. Go to ShaunaRobinson.com and check out the happy chair. I sound a little groggy. It's okay. I'm just having the morning coffee beans. I didn't get up till 10. Maybe I'll grab if the coffee don't do it, I'm going to grab myself a Celsius energy drink, and that should help me out the rest of the way. God, I love that stuff. I'm glad I tried it, and it was nice of them to come on and bring this Blake Cook. No artificial anything in it, you know. Aspartame, sugar, low sodium. And help you burn 100 extra calories, whether you if you take it before a workout. And that doesn't mean you have to go to a gym. Just take a walk and burn those extra calories that you wouldn't normally burn anyway. So, make it a good walk, though. You don't want one of these. If you're going to walk slow and deliberate, walk further. Anybody could walk. I once walked home from dropping my vehicle off to get fixed, and that was about 5 miles away. So I took a 5-mile walk, and when I stopped at Burger King for breakfast, so kind of defeated the purpose there. But hey, I was hungry. But anyway, into the NHRA, who's also in action this weekend out at Vandermeer. The big winners were in the top fuel division was Steve Torrence taking on Tony Schumacher in the final, and it was a close one there, I'll tell you. 3.925 for Torrence to 3.940 for the Sarge. And you're talking photo finish, well over 300 miles an hour, 319 to 305. It's kind of, it was a top-end finish pickup to get that speed there. So Schumacher got him off the line with a quicker reaction time, but Torrence had a little more power for the car. Schumacher had to go through Steve Chrisman, who was the 15th qualifier. Schumacher was second. And Larry Dixon was the number one qualifier for the weekend. So we had to go through the 15th qualifier, then the 10th place qualifier, Clay Milliken in round two, then the third place qualifier, who qualified right behind him with Brittany Force. And that was a battle, too. He beat her 3.89 to 3.9, and that put him in the final against Torrence, who had to go against Jenna Haddock, qualified 13th. And then our past guest, Richie Crampton, and then Larry Dixon. So not only did Torrance get him on the Dixon on the off the tree, he also had a quicker ET. So, and they we're not talking that much quicker. We're talking about 0.04 of a second. It was 3.94 for Dixon and 3.90 for Torrance. So they're getting it down the strip kind of quick. Over in the funny car division, it was John Force, the number one qualifier, and he went all the way to the finals against Fast Jack Beckman, who was the third fastest qualifier. So, and Force had John Hale in round one, Cruz Pedregon in round two, Cruz's brother Tony in round three before getting to Beckman, and Beckman had no slouches either. He had Todd Simpson round one, and then points leader and defending champ Matt Hagen in round two. Alexis DeJoria in the semifinals, but she wound up red lighting and kind of hurt her chances. I've got to get Alexis on again. I tried a little while ago, never heard back, but every once in a while you get that. And then up against Beckman. Beckman would have beat her anyway, because he had a 4.18 to her 4.26. And then there was Fast Jack taking the Wally by beating John Force, 4.29 to Beckman's 4.19, a whole 10th of a second. And the reaction times were the same at 0.47. But you got to give John Force credit. He had to get a new car this year, so he got the Chevys back. He said he started with the Chevys, but I remember him driving the Ford Mustangs all the way up until this year. So when you got to take something new, you do have a new things to dial in, and he's getting there. He's got to, it'll just take a little while. In the pro stock, it was Alan Johnson against Larry Morgan in the final. Morgan was the number two qualifier. Alan Johnson was the number one qualifier, so I'll let you know how this goes. Number three qualifier was Erica Enders, and was Larry Morgan taking the Wally. He had to go through Joey Gross and then tough competitor in Jason Lyne with a hole shot win there, because he was a 0.08 slower than Lyne, but he had the quicker ET. And then up against Erica Enders, who had a quicker reaction time, but turned a 6.90 to Morgan's 6.91.4. And we're talking reaction time, 0.15 for Erica, and then 0.20 for Morgan. And then Morgan up against Johnson, it was another hole shot win for Morgan, because he had a slower time, and but he got to the finish line first. He had a quicker reaction time, so that's 6.94 with a 4 versus Johnson 6.93 with a 0. You would think it would make the difference, but when you take the tree, almost an 0.14 reaction for Morgan to an 0.35 reaction for Johnson, getting out that light quicker gives you that much more of a boost, and will make a difference. I'm not saying the race isn't close, but Larry Morgan, who was a good run for him, and there you have it. And matter of fact, let's do a points check real quick. Schumacher still atop the points. Closest onto him in second, Antron Brown, 85 back. That can be one race weekend flip-flop. Jack Beckman in second to Matt Hagen with 145 back. And then Greg Anderson has a 37-point lead over Erica Ender. So we'll have to get her back on, give her some moral support. So, I don't like to get them all close together too often, but that's what happens. Now, in the truck series out at the dirt track at Eldora, we have Christopher Bell taking the checkered flag there. It was an hour, 43 minutes, 35-second race. Average speed, 44.6 miles an hour. Margin of victory, 0.761. So when you get a, I'm just saying it's a close race. And I just want to give you the exact thing. It's still a few lengths away, but Christopher Bell wound up holding off Bobby Pierce, Tyler Reddick in third, Eric Jones fourth. Fifth was Daniel Hemric. Austin Dillon, who won the inaugural race at Eldora, he was sixth. John Hunter Nemechek was seventh. Cameron Haley in the eighth place. A lot of rookies in that race. Eric Jones, Hemric, John Hunter Nemechek, it's Joe's son. Cameron Haley, he's also a rookie. We got four rookies in the top ten. Crafton was ninth, and Ty Dillon in the 10th spot. Crafton still holds a lead in the points over Tyler Reddick. Eric Jones is third. Fourth is Johnny Sauter, John West Townley, Cameron Haley, Daniel Hemric, Timothy Peters, Spencer Gallagher, and Ben Kennedy round out the top 10. In the Xfinity Series, here's where it gets fun. Looked like it was Ryan Blaney's race to win, and things got a little squirrely for him, but he wound up getting caught by lap traffic, and Kyle Busch was able to get around him and take the checkered flag. Margin of victory was a hair under half a second. That's how close it was. A last lap pass out at the Brickyard for the Lily Diabetes 2. It would have been nice to see Ryan Reed, who has that on his car sponsor. To take the checkered flag, but we had a rough day. Kyle Busch, what can you say about this guy? He's out 4 months of the year, comes back in the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series, and then just the last month pretty much been his name at the top of the board and pick a race. The one Cup race he didn't win, he did win the Xfinity race. So he took home the checkered flag there. Three cautions for 16 laps. It was a pretty clean race. Eight lead changes amongst six drivers. And he was able to come home the winner, beating Ryan Blaney, who everybody thought was going to win. All they had to do was make some clean passes, and it was his. Daniel Suarez, he was actually driving the 22 car for Penske. And Penske already has a win at the Brickyard in the Xfinity Series in the 22 car with Brad Keselowski. The inaugural race there was 3 years ago, and I remember it well. But Sam Hornish was running in it for a championship as well, and it looked like he might get it done. But for some reason, now you're talking about a guy that has won the Indianapolis 500. So, but for some reason, no matter what he did that year for a championship, the races he wound up losing out to were to his teammates in the 22 car, which kind of stunk. I told him they should just take that car and just change the number on it. He said they had a different program for the 22 and just seemed to win every race, and they still, and that car is not the owner's championship. But, and then, of course, Austin Dillon went on to take the Xfinity championship, and I thought he should have, the Hornets should have taken that. It came down to the last race of the year. Sammy, you should use a chrome horn. But anyway, Daniel Suarez was third. Paul Menard was fourth. Elliott Sadler fifth. Kevin Harvick driving the 88. When he's not in the four, he's usually in the 88. Seventh, Kyle Larson. Regan Smith was eighth. Ty Dillon ninth. And Chase Elliott rounds out the top 10 there. And then the points, Chris Buescher over Chase Elliott by 24 points or so. I hate to admit, I wish they put the minus behind like they do in the NHRA point standings. This way I can tell you how far back they are without even pulling out the calculator. Ty Dillon's third, Regan Smith fourth, Elliott Sadler fifth. Bubba Wallace, the sixth, no relation to Kenny, Rusty, or Mike. Seventh, Daniel Suarez. Eighth, Brendan Gaughan. Ninth, Brian Scott. And rounding out the top 10 in points is Ryan Reed. In the Cup Series, here's where it gets interesting. Of course, they're going to Pocono this weekend, so they actually run the same tire at the Brickyard and Pocono. So, but what? Hang on a second, folks. I got the wrong thing. Kyle Busch wound up winning the race anyway. He was able to take the restart. He was in second place, and he wound up getting the jump on a few guys, actually, three restarts. For some reason, they kept wrecking late, and it looked like it was going to be Harvick one time and Logano one time, and then but once Kyle Busch got to the point where he could actually get ahead of everybody, then he knew what to do to hold off everybody else. And wound up taking a win. And he won four out of the last five races. And he swept the weekend at Indianapolis. Now, what can you, more can you say about this? This guy's been out of the car for a while. He swept one weekend, won one Infinity race and three Cup races. Just one of those amazing things that, love him or hate him, the guy can drive a race car. So, anyway, he's fighting for that chase spot. So he has to get the 30th in the points. Matter of fact, right now in the points he is sitting, thirty-second. He needs to gain two spots. And what way better to do it than to win a race? It was the 33rd victory at a 374 start in the Sprint Cup Series. His fourth victory and fifth top 10 this year third in a row, he gets to win at the Brickyard. So that's a quality trophy. They're all quality trophies, but you know, that's a special one. It's at a prestigious track, and you want to do well there. Joe Logano wound up second, getting around Harvick, again on a restart thing. Who pushed who? It wound up that, and then Carl Edwards, who was a pole sitter, he wound up having a bad restart and wound up going all the way back to 13th. Harvick was third. He's doing what he's got to do to fight his way. He's already in the chase. I think Kyle Busch now ties Jimmy Johnson with most wins this year and did it in record time, 4 apiece. Truex, good run for him. He's still in the fight. Got that win. He's in the chase. He's showing what he can do. Fourth, Denny Hamlin was fifth. Clint Boyer, sixth. Kenseth, eighth. Brother Kurt, ninth. Kyle Larson, the other Kyle, and tenth is Brad Keselowski. The only point that Kyle Busch missed was the most laps led. That went to Harvick, who led 75 of the 164 laps. They did go, supposed to go 160. There was a green-white checker. And when they got down to that, it looked like it was going to come down to fuel mileage. And nobody likes fuel mileage. So anyway, hear from race winning driver Kyle Busch.
Kyle, welcome back. It is. We've now been joined by our race winner, Kyle Busch, driver of the number 18 Stittle Toyota. This is Kyle's fourth victory this season, his fifth top 10 finish, and also his third win in a row. So, Kyle, you have two NASCAR Xfinity Series wins here at the Brickyard, but you were still searching.
Challenging, but once we've been back, you know, I felt like I just continued right on my stride that I left with, you know, and that I knew that Adam Stevens and I could achieve. He's obviously a great leader of this team. You know, I love him to death, and he's doing a really good job. You know, and obviously we're having fun doing what we're doing. So having Brexton, though, you know, obviously he's a huge inspiration to me and my wife, and you know, nothing's brought us together closer as a couple than him, and we just continue to enjoy every moment with him. And I don't know, I think he likes Victory Lane probably more than anybody else. He wants to be there so much that, you know, his I don't know if it's osmosis or his luck is just kind of rubbing off on us.
There you have Kyle Busch talking about his win and what it's like to get back. Well, right now I'd like to bring my very special guest, the one and only Kenny Wallace, Xfinity driver, track owner, broadcaster. What haven't you done there, Kenny? Welcome to Garage Talk Live again.
Well, thanks for having me on. Yeah, we just landed down here in Oklahoma City, me and Kenny Schrader. We're both going to be racing dirt a couple nights, tonight and tomorrow night. So, you know, we've taken over and we race a lot of dirt now, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, Kenny will drive anything, at least he's known for that, and you're pretty much the same way over the years.
Yeah, we love racing. You know, we all know that, you know, all the NASCAR drivers and all the IndyCar drivers, everybody starts somewhere. And it's always fun to go back to do what you love to do, you know. Whether you're a basketball player and you go back and play basketball with your friends. So, you know, in auto racing, you know, you got all these drivers like let's take Tony Stewart or Clint Bowyer or Jimmy Johnson or Jeff Gordon. They all started on dirt. And, you know, I raced so much asphalt. I raced, what, thousands? I really wanted to try dirt racing. So I've been doing it for 10 years now. Got a full-time employee. Got great sponsors like Toyota and Jake and UNLH. So we make money doing it, and we have fun racing dirt cars.
That's pretty good. Well, the big announcement is this Saturday is going to be your last Xfinity Series race. You're hanging and putting, I guess we would call, retiring from that series after, hard to believe that you got your first start in 1988 driving for Dale Earnhardt in IndyCar.
Yep. Yeah, we're excited. Definitely the word retirement is not in my verbiage, but we're going to retire from driving NASCAR race cars only. We'll still continue to work for Fox Sports. We'll still race this dirt car. We'll still be involved and have a lot of fun. But, you know, I'll be 52 years old August 23rd, and it's that time. You know, when you start reaching that 50-year-old mark, everybody wants you to retire. They expect you to retire, and it's time. I've run 905 NASCAR races. I've been very successful and blessed. So we're going to close that chapter out and move on to other things now.
I guess certain people didn't get the retirement message. Schrader still drives ARCA part-time, and Morgan Shepherd, for crying out loud.
Yeah, well, Kenny Schrader, he announced his retirement from driving NASCAR race cars. He just didn't get the attention that I've received. I think from me being on TV so much, people have, you know, talked about it a little bit more. But, yeah, Kenny Schrader, he announced his NASCAR retirement about 2 years ago. His last race he did was Miami Homestead in the extended or the Cup Series. But yeah, you know, I just thought that I'd draw a line in the sand. And so I'm really excited. My last race is going to be this Saturday, Iowa Speedway. I'll be driving the number 20 Joe Gibbs race car, sponsored by U.S. Cellular. And so I'm real excited about it.
That's a pretty good car. You can ask for a better car to hop into for your last race. Plus, it's at your brother's track. It's Rusty Wallace. Everybody knows Rusty. And he owns the Iowa Speedway. And then how's it feel to run it at the family track, so to speak, and being on, just getting a quality ride like that after so many years of not-so-good rides that you've had?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I decided to make this the last race of my NASCAR driving career, because you know, the last really good ride I had was 2011 with RAB Racing. You know, we had about 11 top tens. We had a hand, you know, we had the opportunity to run the top five a handful of times, but you know, I had somebody ask me yesterday, you won 9 races in the Xfinity Series, you know, tell me about what was your best ride. And I said, well, when I won those 9 races, you know, those were the days where you didn't have full-time Sprint Cup car owners. So yeah, my last win was in 2000 at Rockingham when I was racing against guys back then. You know, you had maybe Jack Roush, and that was about it as far as a Cup car owner. But since then, you know, it's very hard to get in a really good car, because now the Xfinity Series is dominated by Roger Penske, you know, Jack Roush, you know, Richard Childress, a lot of great teams. So yeah, this would be the first time in, well, since 2000, you know, that I've had a really quality ride.
And don't forget the ride Joe Gibbs added to that list of Cup owners that use it as a, you know, it was one thing if they started using, if they continued to use that as a development series instead of having your top tier Cup guys come down. I mean, it's good that the Cup guys came down, but even when, like, with Dale Earnhardt would run a Xfinity race, or back in the day, the Busch series, could be his own car.
Right, 100% right. Yeah, I asked Roger Penske, you know, one of the most successful businessmen in the world. He's, you know, a billionaire. He's worth $1 or $2 billion. And I asked Roger Penske, he's won the Indianapolis 500 16 times. He's a family friend. I said, Roger, why do you run the Xfinity Series? He said that his Cup team says it makes his organization better. You know, they have their tire changers, you know, their pit crew. They practice on Saturday and, you know, win on Sunday. So a lot of these Cup teams think that these Xfinity Series, you know, they breed drivers, they create new drivers, they create new crew members. They learn a lot.
Well, I guess the man knows what he's talking about. 16 Indy 500s, a Sprint Cup Series championship, knocking on the door of another one. But let's focus on you. You got the television career going with Fox Sports, and you got newcomers coming to your team this next year. You have Jeff Gordon replaced in Larry Mack, and Jamie Little came over this year. What's it like having them? I mean, you've seen them around with other networks as well during at the track every week. But what do you like the new Fox season this year with just going half the year and then the other network picking up the other half?
You know, once the fans get used to only two networks, I just, you know, I'm just a normal person like everybody else. I grew up in the Midwest, very middle class, below middle class. And, you know, I just think it's going to be way easier. You know, there's only two networks covering the sport. In the past, we had ESPN, we had Speed, we had Fox, we had TNT. So, you know, you're always changing the channel looking, you know, you had racing on four different networks. You know, we just signed a new 10-year deal with NASCAR. So, you know, the network is going to be on for the next 10 years. Sealed, you know, everybody knows to find it on Fox or Fox Sports 1. With NBC, it's the same thing. You're going to find it on NBC Sports Nation or you're going to find it on NBC. So to me, it just sounds really simple. You know, and as far as talent, you know, what happened is when ESPN quit NASCAR racing, you know, a lot of NBC hired their talent. And then when a lot of their talent was left out, they had nowhere to go to work. We hired some of their talent. You know, NBC hired some of our talent. It was really when the music stopped, who had a chair, so to speak. So, and you know, then you throw in there Jeff Gordon's retiring, and he's going to come in the booth. And Larry Mack is still going to be on TV. He's just not going to be doing what he did. You know, Larry is too good. Fox is never going to get rid of Larry. And Larry's definitely not. I wouldn't say Larry's kicked out of the booth. I'd say we made room for our four-time champion, Jeff Gordon. So Larry's going to have a vital role. They'll announce that, you know, once we get going into the next season, 2016. But yeah, we're excited about that new 10-year deal. And you know, we handed over, you know, the races to NBC, but you can still find us on Sundays on Fox Sports 1. And, you know, Fox Sports 1 is now a lower-tier channel. It's in your lower bundle, so everybody can afford it. We're in well over 80 million homes. So yeah, we are not one of those networks you got to pay $10 more a month. So Fox Sports 1 is a lower-tier network bundle. You can get it easily. And all is good, and we're still trying to train people. People are upset. Speed is gone. But, listen, you know, Speed is just gone, man. It's never going to come back. And everybody will get used to it. It's going to take a handful of years.
Well, Speed would basically – the network itself was a Fox channel anyway, and it was basically a name change, and then they added more of the ESPN thing with the – all sports thing, but it's still a majority of motorsports channel, I think.
Right, right, exactly. It always has been. Hey, listen, I really appreciate being on your show. We're here at Chili's eating lunch right now, and I made my order, came outside, and appreciate you. You're great for the sport. Anytime I can be honored enough to come back on your show, I hope you can ask me again.
Oh, I definitely will. I love having you on. You're always great to talk to. Enjoy your lunch, Kenny, and thanks again for joining me, and didn't mean to hold you up.
Oh, you're good, man. Okay, thanks a lot. Talk to you next time.
All right, take care now. There you have it. Kenny the Herm joining me here on Garage Talk Live. Hope you enjoyed having listening to Kenny, because Kenny's always a good guest. We'll have to get a hold of Kenny Schrader, the other Kenny. Kenny's good, too, and let's see what Rusty's doing. Chili's, I didn't get that plug in. Hey, that's some good food. I ate there before. Love their margaritas. I love margaritas anyway, especially the frozen ones. It's like a slushy. But anyway, Kyle Busch taking the place. Now everything goes out to Pocono. And qualifying is this weekend. It'll be a preview preliminary by the ARCA Series and I think the Truck Series. Let me check the schedule of the Truck Series. They used to have a doubleheader on Saturday with the Truck Series, August 1, Pocono. Yeah, the Pocono Mountains 150 at 1 o'clock on Fox Sports 1, that fine channel that Kenny's now working for. He's going to be out in Iowa that night for his last race. So we're going to have to catch Kenny running in the for his final race. And you can catch that race as well Saturday at 8 p.m. on NBC Sports Nation, NBCSN, on my TV network. I have the satellite DirecTV. It is right next to the other Fox Sports One is 219. NBCSN is 220. Check your local listings from your provider. Call themselves Comcast or Xfinity. Check your, you know, where they have it as well. And if you have Dish, you might want to check that out. ARCA Series will be at Pocono, like I said. And that race will be, let's get it on. That'll be on Fox Sports 1 as well. 3:15. So they're running the ARCA race after the Truck Series. That's the ModSpace 125. You know, 50 lappers. Well, not real long. Kind of like short track runs. So you get a doubleheader Saturday. Cornet Ching's return to Pocono. She had a good run. She didn't have such a good run there. She had an oil pumper let go and lost the motor there. So to watch three races on Saturday. How cool is that, right? If you're a race fan, you can't get your fix. And you can check it out. Anyway, you know, we're another 2.5 mile track. The IndyCar series was off this week, so they have a little break, and we'll be back in action. I'm trying to find the schedule. Don't have anything scheduled set up. But anyway, back to Pocono, 2.5 mile track. Dale Earnhardt Jr. won this race. Everybody thought he was going to win again. In the June race, but he didn't this time. But he's always a threat to win if he's got a thing in there. Kevin Harvick was second, Logano, Bowyer, Biffle, Gordon. I'm not going to pick Dale Jr. to win this one, even though he's got a good chance. You know, then you have a tendency to lean and you think I'm a fan. I like to be a little realistic here. Randy, you know, Truex won this race in June. And Harvick was second. And then you had Jimmy Johnson, Logano, and Kurt Busch. Kyle Busch was ninth. He was starting to make that run. So Junior wound up 11th. Let's see, did he win the first race at Pocono as well? Be that second race. So he swept Pocono last year. Everybody was wondering if he was going to win three in a row. But, you know, you can't count out Keselowski or Pagano. So Bowyer or anybody else. I don't think I can rule out Bowyer. He's having a tough year this year. Joey Logano seems to be the guy to beat. So I would definitely check with the 22 car. I mean, you know what? See where he finished. He was 3. Actually, he didn't have a good run in June. Where did Joey go? 4th, he did have a good run. That's what I'm going to go with this week. I'm going to go with Joey Logano. So if you all want to make your picks as well, you can go to Facebook.com/GarageTalkLive and click on the GTL page. I'm going to post the pickup at the end of the show here. So Vince takes Joey Logano for this week. I don't know. I think Kyle Busch will do well. If he wins in Pocono again, they ought to just say, okay, you're in the chase. Personally, if you win 4 in a row, then you should be right in there. I mean, you get the hat trick, the natural hat trick, 3 races in a row, 3 cup races in a row. That don't happen. I think the record is 4. I think Harry Gant did it back in the late 90s. But, you know, here's your wins. Johnson 4, Kyle Busch 4, Junior 2, Harvick 2, Kurt Busch 2, and then Keselowski, Logano, Hamlin, Kenseth, Edwards, and Truex, all your single winners. There's a few guys that made the chase last year that don't have wins yet, but they are... I don't know if they're going to get wins anyway, so. It's just amazing to see that they have that many to go. It's like Amarola and Allmendinger are the ones that chase have wins last year but don't have one this year. And Amarola won a shortened New Hampshire race last year. So, anyway, just wanted to let you all know that it's going to be a fun weekend in motorsports. I'm looking forward to seeing Kenny Wallace run his last race. And I got to watch Sarah Cornett Ching in the ARCA series. I want to see her get back into the top 10, redeem herself at Pocono. She's been there before. They have a setup design. So things should be in her favor this time around as she starts to return to the cycle of tracks that, if I had not, haven't been to any. So I hope you all enjoyed today's show. I'm Vince Bontigli. You can check us out on Twitter at Garage Talk Live or Facebook, facebook.com/Garage Talk Live. Give us a like, or you can tweet me at GTL Vince on Facebook. I'm Vince Bontigli. Picture I'm wearing a Marine Corps, a black shirt with its Marines on it, and that'll be me. If you want to add me as a friend, no spammers here. But I'm happy to talk racing. Go check out some of my favorite pages on groups, Randomly Nap Car Outcast, and look for another one. I don't see. They must have pinned that one down. Because it used to be with the right next to the page. So you're listening to Garage Talk Live on blogtalkradio.com. You can join me live every Tuesday at noon. And the podcast will be up and running in about an hour. So if you missed today's show live, you can always tune in there. Special thanks again to Kenny Wallace for joining us. Just getting off a plane and heading to lunch. So we'll definitely have him on in the future. I know how to get a hold of him anyway. So we'll see you all next week. Good day. Good racing. Bye now.